This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Uttarakhand is celebrating the silver jubilee of its formation today. On this historic occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the state-level ceremony as the chief guest at the Forest Research Institute in Dehradun. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones for development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees and address the people of the state. A report.
During the event, the Prime Minister will also release a commemorative postal stamp. The projects being inaugurated and launched span key sectors including drinking water, irrigation, energy, technical education, urban development, sports and skill development. Major initiatives include the Dehradun water supply coverage under the Amrit scheme, a power substation in Pithoragarh, solar power plants in government buildings and an AstroTurf hockey field at Haldwani Stadium. Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone for the Song Dam drinking water project in Dehradun and the Jamrani multipurpose dam project in Nainital. The Song Dam will provide 150 MLD of drinking water to Dehradun daily, while the Jamrani project will boost irrigation, water supply and power generation. Additionally, foundation will be laid for a women's sports college in Champawat, a modern dairy plant in Nainital and several power substations project. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
Campaigning for the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections will conclude this evening. In this phase, polling will be held on Tuesday in 122 assembly constituencies spread across 20 districts. In the final phase, more than 3.7 crore voters will decide the electoral fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. On the last day of campaigning today, senior campaigners, star campaigners and top leaders from the NDA, the Mahagathbandhan and other parties will address several public meetings and election rallies. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral talks with the Angolan President João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço at the Presidential Palace in Luanda. The two countries are likely to sign and exchange MOUs on issues of mutual interest following this. President Murmu is in Angola till Tuesday, where she will attend the 50th anniversary celebrations of Angola's independence. She will also address the Parliament of Angola and interact with the members of the Indian community. Beginning Tuesday, President Murmu will travel to Botswana for the second leg of a tour, which will continue until Thursday. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal reaffirmed commitment to Australia for the early conclusion of a balanced and mutually beneficial Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement, or CECA, between India and Australia. Mr. Goyal said this during bilateral discussion with Australian Minister for Trade and Tourism Don Farrell and Minister for Skills and Training Andrew Giles in Melbourne, Australia. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said that the discussions focused on unlocking the full potential of the India-Australia Economic Partnership, including a CECA between the two nations. On World Legal Services Day, Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari urged people to celebrate the spirit of justice, equality and legal empowerment. In a social media post, Mr. Gadkari said that the day reminds everyone that access to law is a right, not a privilege. He urged people to strengthen efforts to ensure legal aid and fairness reach every corner of society. The minister also reaffirmed the message of justice for all. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has recorded a minimum temperature of 15 degrees Celsius in the national capital this morning. Night temperatures are likely to remain 2 to 3 degrees Celsius below normal in northwest and adjoining central India for the next 5 to 6 days. According to IMD, some parts of Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh are expected to experience cold wave conditions till tomorrow. Meanwhile, the air quality in the Delhi NCR region continues to be in very poor category. The Philippines evacuated over 1 lakh residents across its eastern and northern regions as Typhoon Fungwong intensified today into a super typhoon, threatening to unleash torrential rains, destructive winds and storm surges. In chess, after an extraordinary run in 2024, world champion Diego Kesh suffered a major blow as he lost to German grandmaster Friedrich Schwanner, which resulted in a third-round elimination for him in the ongoing FIDE World Cup in Goa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.